Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud. Remeir Oimer, having memait be'esek va'asoik ba'toira. You should limit your business and be oisik in Torah. So he says here, Reb Chaim Loshon, he says, in the Loshon is interesting. It says, have a memait. You should limit your business and do more learning. Why doesn't he just say, look, work, don't work a lot, and learn a lot. Mimait sounds like it's a constant process. So he says it's posh. He says, because a person, even if they make a decision, you know what, I'm going to be more dedicated to learning. I'm going to get more into learning. They can't just go cold turkey and say, okay, shutting down business today. Everyone, see you later. You know, let me know what happens. It doesn't work that way. A person, in order to be, it can't happen that way. It's you have to be mema'it be'esek. It's a constant mi'ut. It's a constant going slow, taking one step at a time. Then you could be oisek and turmoil. But you can't be all of a sudden one day decide, you know what? Okay, that's it. It won't work. So that's his medayik in the mission, a very nice diuk. Having mema'it be'esek and then asoik b'tera. Okay. Then it says, ve'heve shfal ruach b'fnei kol adam. You should be humble in front of everybody. Now, why does it say humble in front of everyone? It says, because when you're by yourself, it's very easy to be humble. Because when you're by yourself, you could realize, you know what, I'm not so good at this, I'm not so good at that. But what are you thinking the whole time that you're admitting that you're not so good at this or that? I hope no one else realizes that. All right? I know that I'm not good at X, Y, Z, but I hope no one else does. So when you come to other people, you try to hide your chesronos. You try to hide what your shortcomings. So he's saying the real humble person is the person that's willing to be humble in front of others also. So that's why he says that a shfal ruach bifnei kol adam. Even in front of other people, you should be shfal ruach. You should be humble even in front of other people. Okay. Right, exactly. Fine. That's what he says. Okay, furthermore, he says that the Gemara says, this is an interesting Gemara, right? The Gemara in Saita says that Tamachachum tzarech shiye boy echad mishmoina bishminis migaiva. Tamachachum has to have a drop of gaiva, a little bit. Only one eighth of an eighth of a quarter of the eighth of an eighth of a portion of how much gaiva would be normally. Yes, an eighth of an eighth, but it's something. So why? He says the reason for that is because sometimes you have to. What is an eighth of the eighth? The eighth of the eighth. All it is it's no gaiva at all, but it's enough to sometimes demonstrate gaiva. You should give yourself a little bit of kavod in front of other people in order that people should give kavod to the Talmidei Chachamim. Okay? But Rav Nachman argues on that in the Gemara Tzaita. The Gemara, he says, you shouldn't even have that much. In other words, you shouldn't even act as though you have gaiva. So everyone agrees that no one should have gaiva. The question is, should Talmud Chacham act as though he has gaiva? And that's a machlokes. And here the Mishnah is saying, no, that it says Havishval Ruach Mifnei Kol Adam means you shouldn't even act as though you have gaiva. Okay, that's his pshat. Okay, by the way, the Vilna Goin says a genius pshat on that. He says, what does it mean? A shmini shbishminis, an eighth of an eighth of gaiva. What does that mean? So he says it's the eighth pasuk of the eighth parasha in the Chumash. The eighth parasha is Parashas Vayishlach. The eighth pasuk is the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu says, "Katonti mikol achasadim." I'm so small. So when the Gemara says you should have an eighth of gaiva, what does that equal? Katonti. The amount of gaiva you should have is katonti. You realize you're small. That's the real Nagoyin's pshat in the Gemara. But the point is that there is a benefit to having a little bit of gaiva. Okay, and that little bit means to demonstrate, to show it, but not really to actually have the gaiva.
Why is there benefit to have gaiva?
Because sometimes for Talmud Chacham, he has to be able to demonstrate that so that people will show the proper kavod for the Torah.
Just be assertive also, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Now, okay. Now, we're just going to stop the next thing because we're just going to read the rest of the Mishnah. I have to call it a little early. It says like this: In b'talto min haTorah, if you're going to be mevatal Torah, yishlacha b'talim harbe kinegdacha. Many things will stand in your way. V'im amalta b'Torah, but if you're amal in Torah, yishlachar harbe litelach. In other words, if a person will always have an excuse, today the excuse is this, tomorrow the excuse is that. So if a person is willing to allow the excuses to distract him, then it will never end. The excuses will never end. The only way that it will end is if the person doesn't allow themselves to be distracted. So if the person doesn't allow themselves to be distracted, then they won't be distracted. But in bitaltam in atayra, if you're willing to get distracted, if you're easily distracted, you'll get distracted. It will be endless, the distractions. So that's what it means here. So don't say, well, it's this, it's that. No, 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 it's not this or that. It's you. You're the problem, not the distraction. You're letting it get to you. Okay, next Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer ha'oisa mitzvah achas, koina like praklet echad. Ha'oivar ver achas, koina like kategor echad. This is famous, that everything that a person does, they get a good malach for the mitzvahs, a bad malach for the averus. Okay.
Rabbi Elazar, it says in my notes here, if you neglect Torah learning due to stress from business matters, you will have even less success in your business. You have many more excuses to neglect Torah learning, it goes a little bit deeper.
Right. No, that's right. In other words, if you let this distract you, Hashem will say, oh, that's distracting. I'll give you more things to be distracted with. Yeah, I like that. That's a nice shot. Okay. Let's pick up Mishnah Yudalef tomorrow night, guys, okay? Because something came up. So we're going to pick up Yudalef tomorrow. Very interesting shot that he has, all right?
So Chodesh Tov. Good night.
Good night, everyone. See you later. Okay, see everyone Chodesh Tov. Good.